From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. U.S. Marines and Iraqi guerrillas maintained a fragile truce today around the city of Fallujah. Civilians were reported streaming out of that city, where the Marines launched an offensive last week. U.S.-led forces, meanwhile, continued to battle insurgents elsewhere in Iraq. We begin our coverage this evening with an update from NPR's Phil Reeves in Baghdad. Phil, why don't you tell us about the ceasefire in Fallujah? Is it really holding up?
Well, it does seem to be broadly holding. There's been some sporadic shooting, but both sides seem so far to be observing it. According to one of the US-allied Iraqi negotiators, the ceasefire has actually now been extended as well to allow more talks tomorrow. The people who've been coming out of the city, using this kind of lull in the hostilities to get out, have been talking about the horrors of the last week. They say they've had sleepless nights and endured frightening house searches. And today we spoke with some traders who'd left town. They were talking about up to 600 dead. Should be said, of course, that these figures are impossible to verify, as indeed are all accounts relating to the events of the last week in Fallujah.
Well, now that negotiations on a permanent truce are underway, what is each side demanding?
They haven't been clear about specifically what their demands are. I think it's fair, though, to assume that the US is likely to want still the handover of those who were responsible for the killing and mutilation of four Americans on the 31st of March in Fallujah. And I think it's a perhaps reasonable assumption that the insurgency will be asking for the US to withdraw the military from the city.
Gunmen shot down a U.S. helicopter in western Baghdad today, killing the two crewmen. What's the situation in Baghdad?
Well, there's been violence over the last 24 hours in western and northwestern Baghdad. The figure you've just given there of two dead, of course, to that should be added another eight who the U.S. military have just revealed died on Friday and Saturday. Four of these died in attacks west of Baghdad, and three of them were up near Tikrit, Saddam's old hometown. So those figures alone will give you some sense that the violence has been continuing here.
And if you can quickly tell us, Phil, what's the latest on the hostages that have been taken?
Well, concerns obviously focusing on the fate of Thomas Hamill. He's the American contract worker from Mississippi who was abducted when his convoy was attacked before the weekend. The insurgents have released a video showing him standing in front of an Iraqi flag, and his eyes are darting from side to side. He looks clearly nervous. His captors are reportedly threatening to kill him unless the U.S. gets out of Fallujah. There have also been some grim TV pictures broadcast on Al Jazeera TV of the bodies of two men who are believed to be Westerners. The other big issue, of course, is the fate of the three Japanese hostages. It's not clear. The people who are holding them have been talking about killing them unless their demands for the withdrawal of Japanese troops from Iraq are met. But there was some hope today. There was a report from Kyodo news agencies quoting an unnamed negotiator saying that they are safe. We're not clear whether they are, but this said that they are safe, and whether that means they're freed isn't yet clear.
NPR's Phil Reeves in Baghdad. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.